It's time for Justin and Malone's Love on the Ranch.
Oh, the selection has been made.
Yep. We found two, didn't we?
We sure did. Hopefully, we will find love.
And now, will they find each other?
We have got two single ranch fans on the phone. We got Kendra and we got Brian. Now, they're about to find out a little bit about each other. And when I say little, I mean, we mean a little. And then they're going to decide whether they both want to go to Riata. We're going to pay for it. Justin and I are. Only after they
hang
decide.
Hang on. Back up here. You've said some things I've not yet agreed to.
The Riata thing? You're not going to pay for Kendra?
How big a girl are you? I mean, do you like to eat a lot? Or, I mean, can we just
He did
just
not
about
ask you that.
I tell you what, we'll go with the water and the fresh bread. No, you know what? I'll take care of the whole thing. Order the whole menu. I got you covered.
Daddy Warbucks over here. Here's the really fun part, though.
Mm-hmm.
After you guys decide whether you're going to go out with each other, then we show you a picture of each other.
Uh-oh. Curveball.
And at that time, you can change your mind if you want to be the worst person in the world.
Wow. That'd be kind of rude.
You just don't want to mess with it. It's up to you.
Okay.
How's that sound, guys?
That sounds good.
It sounds exciting, doesn't it?
Yeah.
First, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Kendra, Brian. You ready?
Okay, yep.
Kendra's from Granbury. She is 33. She says she's quirky, a hippie, and a goofball. She's into being in the outdoors. She loves photography. And now, no pressure, Brian, but Kendra says that the reason she is on Love on the Ranch is because she has gone through all of the available options in Granbury, and she has them all down.
I'm not real sure you should have said that part right there. I've dated everyone in Granbury.
The football team, too.
Wow. Okay. Well, there you go, Brian.
So, that's Kendra.
Well, Kendra, I want you to meet Brian. He is from Bowie, Texas. He is 41 years old, single, non-married, no kids, save one red heater, and he has been medically cleared by all doctors.
Okay.
It seems that cornhole has become wildly popular at tailgate parties and at all kinds of festivals. What has happened to washers? I would much rather throw washers than throw a beanbag at a hole and have to explain to someone what cornhole is. So, would you rather throw washers or play cornhole?
I would play cornhole.
And do you prefer that over washers?
Yeah.
I think it's easier.
Yeah, I'm going with easier.
So both of you enjoy the cornhole.
What we have established is that you are not good dates, either one of you, for Justin.
You have two invitations. You can only take one, a fish fry or a barbecue.
Ooh.
A barbecue.
Kendra?
I'm going to say barbecue as well.
Well, then I know not to have a washer tournament with a fish fry.
Two for two so far. But now we're going to give each of you an opportunity to ask one question of each other. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Ladies first. You're rude.
Kendra, ask Brian your question.
Are you looking to have a good time? Like, are you just up for a good time?
Yeah, I'm up for a good
time. Are we talking about cornhole?
I think sure.
There you have it. Good question, Kendra. Brian, do you have a question for Kendra?
Are you open in, like, off-road racing and going to all the races and stuff?
That kind of open.
Yeah, thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah, definitely.
Perfect.
That is all the information that you two get before you have to make a decision on whether you're going to go out with each other to Riata. And only after you make your decision do you get to see each other's pictures.
Do you even want to see each other's pictures, or do you just want to meet up at the Riata?
Yeah, we could definitely see each other's pictures.
Because you had a chance to back out. No pressure, Brian. Everybody else has been shot down. At this time, Brian, based on what you know, yes or no on Kendra?
Yes.
Okay. And Kendra, this is where you get to. Okay, you're in.
Yep, I'll say yes.
Awesome.
Hey, how you doing? I'm bringing
sexy back. Yes! Yes! Yes!
You win.
Well, we are setting you guys up at Riata here in downtown Fort Worth.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, you goodness this. Coming up, we are going to show you pictures of each other, and you will have the chance to back out. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned to find out what happens next on Justin and Malone's Love on the Ranch.
Have you tried everything to find love?
Not if you haven't tried Justin and Malone's Love on the Ranch.
Sign up at 959theranch.com.
Why am I nervous? I'm not the one who might get rejected here.
Well, you never know. kind of feel like the purveyor. You kind of feel like the matchmaker, the Chuck Woolery of the whole thing there, Malone.
Responsible. Here's what just happened. Kendra and Brian are on the telephone. They just met each other. We've got Brian from Bowie, Kendra from Granbury. They talked to each other ever so briefly, and they decided that, yes, they would like to go to Riata together for a free dinner. Justin and I picking up the tab. Now, there was one catch, though. They never saw each other's pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Kendra and Brian are on the phone, and we have just posted this second.
Now, there is a method to this madness.
What's that?
Because the original idea was stolen from Tinder.
Okay.
So this is a reverse of it.
Uh-huh.
Actually get to know the person a little bit.
A little bit.
You know, instead of just looking at a picture and deciding if you're going to swipe right or swipe left.
This is the opposite.
And then getting to know somebody.
Yep.
So we've completely switched it. So can you actually hear someone out, decide that I do want to spend some time with them, instead of seeing their picture and basing it solely on that?
Now, the tricky part is they have already agreed to go to Riata.
So it's worked so far.
But they now have the option to back out.
Let's see what happens here.
So we have just this second posted on Facebook their pictures.
They're still there?
Yep. They're here. Kendra and Brian. Okay, you guys are pulling them up. Tell us when you got it.
Got it.
Yeah. And?
She's pretty.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
And Kendra.
Got it. Yep, you're handsome.
I got to go back to Brian. I believe Kendra. I'm not sure I believe Brian. The way you said, she's pretty.
Putting him on the spot here.
Yeah, that's what we do. Brian.
Yes.
I also have a picture of Kendra, and I think she's very cute.
I do, too.
She's very cute.
Yeah.
Either of you want to change your answer?
Oh, yeah.
About going to Riata, because you can back out.
I think I'm going to back out. I think you're very handsome. I just don't know if you're my type or not.
What do you mean you're not going to do it?
You're fired!
Oh, no.
Brian, what were you going to do before you heard that?
I was going to meet up.
Now I'm going to cry.
You know, that's the way these things
don't
work.
Don't cry, Malone. Don't cry.
Well, you know what this means? This means we get to go to Riata.
Brian, are you okay?
Yes. I'm okay.
All right.
All right.
Is there anything that you want to say to Kendra?
Well, it was nice talking to you and meet you.
Oh, it was very nice to meet you, too.
Uh-huh. Well, don't feel like you're alone, Brian. She shot down the entire football team and everybody in Granbury. So you're just the latest in a long line. Unfortunately for you, you didn't even get to the first date.
KFWR, Jacksboro, No Limits, Texas. 95.9 The Ranch is the official radio station of the Texas Motor Speedway.